Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking about plenty of beef in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It stands alone in high yield potential. It's Lone Rider, another in the innovative new wheat varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Lone Rider has an ideal blend of genetics from Duster, Billings, and Eastern Europe germplasm and has the broadest geographic reach among all OSU varieties throughout the Western Plains. Want strong yields without the weak straw? Lone Rider has the standability and short stature good for maximizing irrigated yields, and it finishes early with a large kernel. Saddle up with Lone Rider. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Things have turned around when it comes to beef in the pipeline. Back in mid-April through about the 1st of May, things were really tight. We were well down in capacity in our meatpacking plants because of COVID-19. However, in recent weeks, we've turned things around. We've ratcheted up. And now this latest week, according to livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, we've actually got, because of heavy carcasses and almost the same number of cattle as a year ago being processed, 5% more beef in the pipeline. Thing is, more beef in the pipeline comes at the same time that we've still got a lot of cattle backed up in our feedlots trying to find a home in a processing plant. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says it's a dilemma that's going to be around for a while.
Well, it is hard to say definitively. I think we will make, you know, some progress as we go through the summer. It's going to depend on things like Saturday kills, and that's going to depend in part on what the boxed beef market is and what the packers' overall incentive is to push slaughter as hard as they can. But the bottom line is it's hard to maintain, big Saturday kills indefinitely. You can do it for a few weeks, but at some point it gets difficult to do that. So all of that said, we may carry part of this backlog into the fall, and I think the final thing that will give us a chance to get caught up will be that little hole in fed cattle marketings that will be the result of the low feedlot placements in March and April. Mm-hmm. We won't get into that until basically about September and on into maybe early October. So by then, we should get caught up if we haven't been able to do it before then.
Daryl, we've fallen back to earth as far as wholesale box beef prices are concerned, all the way up to $475 a hundredweight at one point. Now we're down close to $2 a pound or $200 a hundredweight. Are we stable now, or have we got some more downside to go?
Well, I think there's a good chance of that because of the supply situation. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The choice box beef cutout this past Friday was $207.17. That's the lowest level since March 12th. So we've gone through this enormous spike. We're back down to that. But when you look at the fact that for the third quarter, which we're just about into now, we're projecting about a 6% year-over-year increase in beef production. And again, that's these dynamics this year. First quarter was up 8%. Second quarter was down 14%. Now we're going to be up about 6% in the third quarter. I think there's a good chance that at some point we may push this choice box beef, you know, down below $2 at some point. And I don't know exactly where that bottom will be, but there's going to be some pressure here after the 4th of July.
So plenty of cattle, too many cattle actually in the pipeline, too much beef in the pipeline at the other end of the processing plant. It adds up to probably somewhat lower prices.
I think that's the challenge we face here. And obviously there's some uncertainty about that. But, you know, once we get past the 4th of July, we kind of go into the summer doldrums, if you will, and demand is actually a little bit weaker there for a while until we get close enough to Labor Day to think about a little bit more holiday pull in that market. And as we go forward, we have some ongoing concerns just due to the fact that the U.S. economy is in a recession, and that's probably going to weigh heavier on the market in the second half of the year somewhat. So you're absolutely right. I think we're going to continue to see a lot of pressure from both the supply and demand situation. Certainly through the third quarter.
Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel on battling the backlog of available cattle to head to the processing plants, but nowhere for them to go, at least for now. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policy-making opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.